This is Wade Ranske with the Chief Organizer's Report. Count me on, America. U.S. Constitution is clear. Count everyone every 10 years. Period. No ifs, ands, and buts about it. In the recent Supreme Court case, the justices, who claim to be originalists, meaning that they believe every single word of the document is evergreen, despite the passage of almost 250 years and all that has transpired in that time, they didn't argue that point. Census takers in our largest peacetime mobilization every decade send the forms to one and all and hit the doors in streets and byways, but they wanted to add yet another question to the counting process. They wanted to ask about citizenship. Cities have routinely argued census after census about undercounts, especially in areas populated by minorities, particularly immigrant communities where language provides problems in both recruiting competent and versatile census takers and census workers. Why does it matter? It's about the Benjamins, brothers and sisters. The numbers trigger monies that flow from the federal government to the state and local governments for a plethora of programs. An undercount in these communities would shortchange local governments literally billions of dollars. But it's not just about the money, it's also about power. The census, in our representative form of government, determines the count on which the districts are drawn for congressional and other districts at the hands of state legislatures. Supreme Court has now ruled that gerrymandering, meaning drawing the districts to favor one political party over another, is legal, or at least cannot be challenged in federal courts, except in cases of racial bias. Based on the Constitution, having left the line drawing to state legislatures full well knowing they would use funny business and playing with the numbers. State courts and state constitutions are another matter, and there are now gerrymandering cases pending in 10 different states. Of course, all levels of the courts found the Commerce Secretary and billionaire Wilbur Ross lied up and down town, including to the judges about adding the censorship question, claiming it was for civil rights enforcement when it was clearly about discouraging immigrants from turning in the forms in order to lower the count. The smoking guns were revealed first when it became clear that Ross had asked justice for a rationale for the question, even while claiming the devil made him do it. And then when the daughter of the premier conservative district drawer found on her recently deceased father's computer effects, USB drives that detailed his arguments that adding such a question would favor Republicans for decades by lowering response from immigrant and minority respondents. Despite Trump claiming he would fight this to the death and delay the census where printing needed to start July 1st, in a one-line message to the courts, the Justice Department threw in the towel and said they would not relitigate the matter in the lower courts to try to come up with a justification for lying. This is a huge victory, though not a permanent one. It was front page news in the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times, but only a small item on, say, page 13A in the Times-Picayune New Orleans Advocate. Unfortunately, many observers think the damage has already been done because many immigrants will be afraid to return the forms since this government, has given them no reason to trust fairness or privacy. Nonetheless, for a change, lying didn't work for the administration, so their recognition that they were busted flat without a chance to get off the mat is refreshing. Justice has been done and lying was not rewarded. Something to celebrate for a change. This is Wade Ranske. For questions and comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.